Okay, well, it's 1:15. You guys made it all the way to the second floor and you skipped the surface line, so let's start on time and finish on time. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me start over. Good afternoon, everyone. Good. Let me let my colleague introduce himself and I'll introduce myself.
I'm David Cohen. I'm a program manager on the Yammer North team at Microsoft. And that's under the SharePoint team.
And I'm Christoph Eisinger. I'm also based in sunny Redmond. And I focus on enterprise social and on the SharePoint marketing team. Before we actually start, we got two questions for you guys. First of all, how many of you are using Office 365 today, our online offering? Well, that's quite a bit. I'd say that's about one-fifth. And then the next question, how many of you are using Yammer today or play with it? Quite a bit. Good. Congratulations. Good. Well, that's for those of you that aren't using 365 and that aren't using Yammer, hopefully you'll get a lot out of these sessions. And then for those of you that answered yes, hopefully we also have plenty of stuff for you guys, whether you're mature Yammer customers, whether you're mature SharePoint customers, are you still ramping up on those different services offerings. So the agenda for the next 75 minutes is basically one topic that we've heard from many customers, whether it's you guys like IT pros or devs or non-technical audiences. Hey, I heard this thing about enterprise social. I know what Facebook is, I know what Twitter is, but what is this thing in the enterprise context and how can this help the bottom line, whether I'm managing an IT firm, whether I'm managing the ERP, whether I'm in finance, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll go over a little bit of, you know, what is the value of this topic. And then we'll illustrate that also with a use case. And then more importantly, probably one of the main reasons you guys are here is, you know, what's Microsoft's vision around enterprise social? Yes, we made an acquisition about a year ago called Yammer. Yes, we got an awesome release with SharePoint 2013, whether it's on-premises and online, and how does it all fits together, and what is our vision going forward? And also probably what you're, especially those of you that are using 365 or even SharePoint, and those of you that are using Yammer, is how we gonna integrate those products so we offer seamless experiences for the different users in your organizations. And then in the second section, we'll also be doing a little demo to make this a little more fun, especially since it's after our lunchtime. And last but not least, we'll wrap up with plenty of links on either white papers, research, blogs, things to follow, since this is a fast evolving space, the space of enterprise social. And then we'll also do a plugging for another session that will be held tomorrow about this topic. So again, thank you very much for attending. And in the next 75 minutes, we'll give you an overview of enterprise social from Microsoft. One more disclaimer I forgot to mention in the agenda is, you know, it's only a 200 level sessions, and you know, we could go deep more for an IT pro, we can go deeper from a dev perspective, but at this stage, just because it's the first time we're actually presenting this at TechEd, you know, we couldn't present that last year at TechEd because the acquisition had just happened and we couldn't talk about the new SharePoint, so that's why we kept it at 200 level. We can definitely go into a lot more depth, and that's why we got actually a booth dedicated to enterprise social in the Office Expo Hall there, the big red section in the Expo Hall. And we'll have, you know, experts, whether it's Yammer experts or folks from engineering, so we can ask those deeper questions that we didn't get to cover in the next 75 minutes. And also, we got quite a bit of content to cover, so if you can save the questions till the end, we'll have time and we'll go hang at the booth to answer, again, any additional questions or clarification that you want out of this presentation. So I get started. As I mentioned in the introduction, typically, you know, it doesn't matter the customer size, the regions, if it's a CIO, if it's a CFO, if it's a head of marketing, but typically a lot of folks are saying, this enterprise social thing, what's the value? Is it just people goofing off in the enterprise, talking about the best meal they had last night and what they did on the weekend, or is it actually hitting the bottom line on helping them be more productive, help them ship products at a faster rate, help them be competitive against whatever they're doing. So that's what the next couple slides are doing. Again, there's a ton of content, so I'll give you a lot of ammunitions and pointers if you want to take that back to the naysayers in your organization and convince maybe your boss or the head of sales or the head of engineering or the head of the ticketing center on how this can help your organization. I'll start off with actually a research that we just published last week. And yes, there's plenty of other research, and I put that in the appendix. But this one is interesting. You know, we just surveyed using a company called Ipsos, about 10,000 what we call information workers in 32 countries, so worldwide. And again, there's a lot more depth. I put the link, by the way, in the slides, and the slides I've asked earlier should be available within the next 24 hours, as well as this recording. So don't feel like you got to take a lot of pictures. You can take pictures if you want, but you'll get access to all that content. So this survey asked folks, you know, what is the state of the union today? And, you know, is your company being social? And more importantly, what is the aspiration? I think there's a couple of interesting numbers. If you look at the on the left there, below that 46%, it gives you a different breakdown. You know, my productivity has greatly or somewhat increased because of my use of social tools. What's interesting is you can see, as you would expect, as the age for the younger generation, the answer is above 50%, 53 to be exact. And as you go down in the on the profile, age profile, it's a little lower. So again, that's not surprising, because actually enterprise social is something that started in the consumer world. You know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, if we're updating our resume, Pinterest, and many others. That's how this got started. In the enterprise world, it started about 4 years ago, and we'll get back to that. So it's not surprising that, again, the younger generation that probably didn't grow up doing emails started adopting social tools on a personal world at university or at school. And when they're entering the enterprise world, they're expecting to have that same type of interactions with colleagues. You know, I always tell the story that I've got a 12-year-old son, and when I tell him, hey, write an email to your grandmother who's living overseas on how school going and how you doing, he's always dragging his feet. But when I tell him, can you do a Skype session to your grandma, I say, okay, sign me up. So again, things are changing in the world, whether we like it or not, especially with younger generation. I think what's interesting on this survey is also on the right-hand side is, you know, if I just pick on one statistic, 39% in the bottom center, 39% in my organization do not collaborate enough. You know, how many of you, I'm sure, whether you've got all the great tools, whether you get the latest version of email and you get presence on IM, and yet sometimes you feel like, you know, you still have silos and you're not connecting maybe with head of engineering or maybe the head of IT, which is in another data center elsewhere. So it's pretty impressive percentage. And there's a lot of other statistics like that, whether it's the McKinsey research, whether it's analyst research, that point that potentially there's a lot of rooms for improvements. Did I miss anything?
No, you nailed it.
So before we show you the what is the business value, we'd like to play a little video. You can switch. Thank you. switch. So again, this is a fictitious character, and you might say, Christoph, you know, I want to see a real case studies, and we'll show you later, real customers, and a video talking about how, what value did Yammer bring to our organizations. Typically, the reason we play this video is it kind of illustrates the three key pillars, or the three key business value that Yammer brings to an organization. And again, I know you guys, you know, probably a lot of you are in IT or in technical roles. Step back a little bit, or even in an IT roles, and try to see if those resonate. But basically, there's three things we talk about. By being social, you know, it will make you more agile, and I can't stress enough, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, that the industry, wherever, it doesn't matter what industry and what region, but things are going very fast these days on age, whether you're in retail, whether you're in tech industry, whether you're, doesn't matter. So the name of the game is how do you stay on top of things, on how you tap the full potential of your organizations. And so the three key pillars that actually this video illustrates with April the barista is, first of all, this notion of engagement. Like someone in headquarters broadcasts a marketing campaign for, let's say, a coffee campaign, but they didn't know April the barista, the point of sale person. And yet April was pretty passionate about her role and had great ideas, and she submitted her proposal, even though that person beaming that marketing campaign didn't know who that person is, but she stepped in on the help. So that's the first thing, how to foster engagement. And we'll also later on we'll talk about how we use that at a company like Microsoft, which is obviously spread worldwide with about 90,000 employees. The other notion, the other business value is around collaborate. Again, I mentioned earlier that we've all experienced personal social tools, whether it's Twitter or things where we just share pictures, we goof off, that's great. But in the real world, enterprise social is all about collaborating on a deliverable. Is it a presentation on TechEd? Is it a new budget proposal for the annual IT, the budget proposal we're going to give to the CIO? Is it me presenting to one of the businesses that I serve as being someone in IT? Here's why we should upgrade to this new CRM platform, et cetera, et cetera. So you're doing that in the concept of collaborations, and there's a lot of data that points that it really helps get things done, whatever the deliverable. And last but not least, by, you know, you break the silos, you have this notion of open communications, exactly what April was doing here in that little video. But potentially, April has a great idea that someone, even though being in the corporate headquarter looking in a crystal ball, might have missed that, you know, if I do this specific campaign, maybe it could be a hit for this particular region, for this particular product. So really helping that notion of ideation, innovation. And again, trying to relate to the world of IT, those are all valid. You know, again, I don't know the sizes of all of your organizations, but you always have folks that are in different locations, different buildings, different regions. And sometimes, you know, in IT, you're serving business customers that are definitely probably not on the same, in the same building. So there's a lot of case studies, videos that show the value of enterprise social in an organization. And that's the link that we've got at the bottom. We'll show you later on a video from a customer that's using both Yammer and SharePoint. So that's the business value. Now, switching gears a little bit, what is Microsoft's vision on enterprise social, and where are we heading? And that's what the next session, which is going to be the bulk of the presentation, including a demo. So the first slide is questions we hear over and over is, you know, SharePoint 2013 is a great release. It has social capabilities. It's both on-premises and online. So why did we make that acquisition a year ago, even though we knew what we were going to be shipping in the next release of Yammer? And really, this slide kind of summarizes those three reasons. The first thing is, already a year ago, Yammer was a leader in that space of enterprise social. We've released in February numbers of number of customers, and basically in February, so already 4 months ago, there was already 7 million users using Yammer. 85% of Fortune 500 are using Yammer today. And I'm saying Fortune 500, but when you look at that link there with the customers link with all the case studies, you know, we've had recent customers in the mining industry, Rio Tinto, Life science, GlaxoSmithKline, manufacturing, ABB. We've got government customers. We've got military customers. We've got non-for-profit, large and small. So definitely that was the reason, the first reason why we acquired them. It was already a best in breed and growing at a rapid rate, which leads to the next bullet, is the pace of that innovation that Yammer delivers is very unique, something we didn't have in the SharePoint world, nor the rest of the Office stack at an enterprise level. And what we mean by that is they're constantly rolling out updates, innovations, new features. We'll show you some of them today. And typically they do that in a very based on the analytics. They don't go in a vacuum and say, oh, I think this is great, let's do it, and hopefully it's a home run. They do it based on numbers that they collect. They use what they call A-B testing, which is by no means unique to Yammer. We probably all experience if we're using Facebook or Amazon or any online services, which in plain English means they're going to give one cohort, let's say a red button, let's say the left-hand side, on the green-hand side gets a green one, and they'll measure over a period of time, whether it's a day, or an hour, or a week, a month, and they say, oh, well, the red button really, maybe it's helping with click-through for that shopping cart we have. And they'll say, sure, let's roll out the red button. Or maybe they'll say, none of those are helping engagement, and we'll, you know, roll that feature back out, and we'll tell the engineering team, you know what, I don't think the ink is dry on this one, I don't think it's helping our customers, so go back to the drawing board and look at what didn't work. So again, in the SharePoint world, you know, when we work, for instance, on SharePoint 2013, back in 2010, we get a lot of great feedback from attending events, from key customers, from key, let's say, SharePoint MVPs, from analysts looking at the industry, and then we would go about write specs and say, here's what we're going to do for the next 3 years, and then we would ship the product, and hopefully it was a bullseye, or potentially the market might shift in that short period of time. Well, I guess 3 years is not that short. So again, it was of great interest for us. The next thing is the unique adoption model. I already mentioned that Yammer already has 7 million users. And it's a model that we didn't have in the Office division for the enterprise customers. You could say, yes, Christoph, we had SharePoint Foundation, WSS, and yes, it's a free product. But still, to install SharePoint, either I needed some physical servers or virtual servers, I need to bug someone in IT maybe to give me a space on a SQL cluster, whatever, and then I would go about installing it. It still took time, and it's still, there's still a cost to do so, even though I'm still want to kick the tires. I know back in the days we would just put it on the, under our desk. Hopefully none of you are doing that anymore. But it still took time, right? Yammer, because it is a service, I can just sign up today with whatever my domain, contoso.com, and then I can invite all my peers, and it's got this kind of a viral effect in a positive sense, where I can invite all my friends, all my colleagues, and suddenly we're collaborating on this marketing campaign, and that's free. That's free. The paid version of Yammer is for IT. That's when we bring in the traditional thing that anyone would expect, such as Active Directory Sync, so that, you know, when someone joins as, let's say, a student for a summer internship at my company, they get automatically access to all my apps, including Yammer. And more importantly, when they go back to school, we cut the cord so they don't have access to sensitive IP that they shouldn't be accessing. You know, things like single sign-on, things like keyword monitoring, et cetera, et cetera. That's the paid version of the Yammer. The basic version of Yammer, free of charge.
I just wanted to chime in for a sec. You know, I'm here for the engineering perspective on all this, and I wanted to highlight the rapid innovation point that Christoph brings up. Back in Redmond, our teams are already doing this. We're working right now very quickly on getting new features ready and releasing them out into the SharePoint Online service faster than we ever have before. And the Yammer acquisition is really what kickstarted this for us. And we're learning just an incredible amount from their team, and you know how to deliver features fast and in the pace that the web works these days.
Yeah, we'll talk more about. David will talk how they use it in engineering to build some of the things we're going to be talking about. So we've talked earlier about the business value, and this slide kind of summarizes, you know, what's in it for me as an IT person. And again, basically, there's three buckets. The first thing is what we call social intranet. And you know, you all, hopefully, a lot of you have SharePoint, whether it's 2007, 2010, some of you are online, so hopefully you got the new version of SharePoint. But the idea is this day and age, you know, maybe your users are, their intranet, if it's their homepage, they're going there every day, they're seeing key announcements, key documents, key celebrations, you know, employee of the month. But maybe users aren't coming back to that intranet that you set up. And you know, the information gets outdated and people aren't engaging. You know, maybe you post something and then no one replies. So the idea of the social intranet is how you add near real-time conversation to that intranet. That's probably SharePoint, whatever version it is, whether it's on-premises or online. So that's the first thing, how to make your intranet more social, which then in turn will help with the business value that we've talked about earlier. And you'll see in the video that we'll play from the customers, that's one of the key scenarios that the head of IT talks about. The next thing is what we call social business app. Now again, we know it's not just everything's in SharePoint. We know you've got plenty of line of business app. You probably have an accounting software, or maybe you get a couple, depending if you grew through acquisition. You probably have an HR system, human resources. You probably have three or four or more ticketing systems, whether it's IT tickets within, or maybe you get a call center or two to serve your external customers. And you know, I'm sure you can picture in your head all the business apps that you got. So again, how do you connect those apps potentially with different parts of your organizations so that, again, you can tap the full potential of your organizations and you can be a lot more innovative? And we'll double-click on that a little bit in the next couple of slides. And the last but not least is what we call social productivity. And the notion is pretty much like in that survey we did earlier. So we got a set of what we call information workers, folks that are using maybe, you know, a little PowerPoint to do a presentation to an executive or to an external audience or internal. Maybe someone that's using Excel to do budgets and whatever simulations they're doing, and someone using Word to create a marketing brochure or proposal, et cetera, et cetera. And the idea is that, again, that's fine. If I want to use PowerPoint, if I want to use Outlook all day, that's totally fine. But maybe, again, by injecting some social capabilities and streams, maybe I can be a little more efficient in how I get deliverables out. And that's what we mean by social productivity, to get, you know, to help people get done in the tool they use every day. And you'll see, we'll talk a little more about how does that fit with the Office product suite that we have. So again, I told you that one of the key pillars for IT is how to make a line of business app more social. And this is a slide that we've been working on with David on trying to describe that, process business apps on Yammer. And basically, again, this is by no means exhaustive, but when you look at the role of IT, typically you guys are there to support business process, whether it's sales automations, whether it's customer care, whether it's new employee onboarding, on and on, right? You can make all those processes that you have, whether it's a lengthy, highly mature process, or a two-stage, whatever. So that's the outer ring. We all have those in different shape or form in any organization size. And then within that, we've got applications to support those processes. You know, again, if I got a sales process, hopefully at one day, I might graduate to use some sort of CRM system to do sales automation, to manage those opportunities to a different life cycle and make sure nothing slips through the crack and we win every time, and at the end of the day, we're profitable. So that's what you're seeing in the green link. Again, this is by no means exhaustive. Intranet, we've talked about. Service desk, I'm sure you can all relate to that. And then again, the idea is, I'll let the train pass. The idea is, potentially, the vision is Yammer will connect both those processes on those apps. And to illustrate that, I'm seeing some puzzle heads. Here's an example, an image. What you're looking at here is Microsoft Dynamics CRM Online. So this is production products. That's the latest installment of our Dynamics offering that shipped end of February. And what you're looking at here is just the CRM application. So pretend that maybe Christoph is the head of sales for, let's say, Louisiana. And if I'm in the head of sales, I leave on breathing this tool. But yet, potentially, so the graphic is just a pipeline of opportunities depending on whatever rules I have. And what you can see in the center right to the right-hand side of the funnel there is conversations. And think about that. Potentially, again, Christoph is the head of sales. Maybe David is in the field, selling widgets, whatever their product is. And maybe I've got a question. Hey, David, what was the tipping point to win this large deal at this whatever retailer if I'm in the retail business? Or, hey, David, I heard we've lost this opportunity. What is it? What are the lessons learned so that someone else in another region, when they encounter the same competitors or whatever, we can win that one? And that's the idea here is potentially I can have that conversation. I'm the head of sales. I don't have to go to another application. Social shouldn't be a destination. It should be weaved in to the tool of choice. In this case, CRM. But again, you can replace that on picture whatever ticketing or line of business app that you guys run in IT to get your job done. Again, I put the link at the bottom, so if you want to find out more information. So this is just an example. And I think, David, you work with that team. How long did it take our CRM team to do that integration?
Yeah, that was on the order of just a couple months. The Yammer APIs to do this sort of line of business app embedding, it's very mature, it's very well documented, and it's incredibly easy to use. I'm sure all of you have your custom line of business apps that maybe consultants have built or you've built in-house. Check out the Yammer website and I think it's yammer.com/developer. Incredibly easy to work with. You can create custom activity for whatever line of business app you have. I think you have a slide on that next.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it wasn't the goal to be a developer session. Actually, we'll have a full-blown session on this at Build in a couple of weeks. But basically, so like David said, there's one link here if not you in the room, but maybe some of your folks want to connect Yammer to your SAP, to your whatever, again, line of business app. There's two ways to do it, or there's two sides to the coin. If we start on the right-hand side, there's like Christoph leaves in that business app, whether it's a CRM, a ticketing, an HR, or a sales automation. So that's what you can do, which is you embed, you bring that Yammer conversation to that tool of choice. And then the reverse is, so let's say again, if we stick to the example I was mentioning earlier, I'm the head of sales and I leave on Brave in that tool, and I don't want to go anywhere else. That's my control tower, and that's where I'm managing the pipeline opportunity. But on the other side of the coin, let's promote David, and let's say David this time is the CFO for my organization, and David doesn't have time to look at our opportunity pipeline all day long, but yet, as the CFO, maybe he wants to know, hey, where's a $1 million opportunity that closed, or a $1 million opportunity that we've lost, and he wants to know about those big things because those are important news to him. And so what you're looking at on the left-hand side is you bring those activities from those third party, from those lines of business app into the Yammer network. So again, depending on what hat you're wearing, whether you need to see all the nitty gritty or whether you just want to be notified on the key, whatever the business rules on the notification you've set. So like we say, this is not a developer session, but like David was mentioning earlier, our developers, or the CRM developers, did it pretty quickly to bring Yammer into CRM Online. So that's the cue to switch to a demo. So to frame the demo a little bit, and since not all of you are on SharePoint Online, I'll step back a little bit and give you a little overview of SharePoint 2013. But basically, the storyline in this demo is Gar Fort, which is this fictitious character that we use in all our demo. They got a new product that's called the XT1000. And like anyone in marketing, to launch a product, he wants to have an event. And so in the next 10 minutes, we'll show how Garf gets his job done to work on this product launch that's coming up in a couple weeks. So that's the story of Garf. How do we launch a product using our stack? Before I dive into the demo, let me give you a little overview of what you're looking at, since not all of you are on 365 nor SharePoint 2013. So What this is actually the one of our demo tenant that, by the way, you can all sign up for a trial in Office 365. And I should have stepped back. So SharePoint 2013, the RTM version on premises, shipped in November, so already 7-8 months ago. We already had the first community update started in April. And then the release version of the 2013 wave of products, which is what you're looking at, that became commercially available in Office 365 at the end of February. So again, that's why I'm saying everything you're seeing today, you can kick the tires. We got 30-day trials if you want in one of our online data center in 365. So that's production code. The first thing I want to highlight is, which is specific to online, is, oops, let me stop. You're looking here at the, let me zoom in, let me do it again. What you're looking at here in the blue bar is what we call the suite navigation. In an online world, typically, we give you a set of services. And as an end user, typically, Christoph or Garf in marketing doesn't care if it's SharePoint, Exchange, or Link. What he cares is about a set of services that he needs to use to get his job done. And that's what you're looking at. So this navigation bar lights up depending on who I am and based on what services the tenant administrator gave me. So Outlook, obviously, that's email powered by Exchange in the cloud. Same thing as Calendar. People, that's Link Online. If I want to do conferencing with my peers on this launch campaign. And by the way, in case you missed it, we also announced last week the Link team shipped the link to Skype Federation on 365. So if I got this one DBA, this Photoshop designer that's not part of my AD, but I still want to have a voice-to-video call, I can do that now with the recent Link to Skype integration. Yammer, we'll get back to that. And then SkyDrive, that's all new in SharePoint 2013. Typically what I tell people is SkyDrive, don't think the consumer service that you might have used to share pictures with loved ones or documents. Think of an enterprise class content management repository for myself or for our team. I'll give you a little demo later on. And then Sites is a collection of all the sites that I've got in SharePoint. And then here, because Garf, in this case, is an admin, I've got an additional menu, which is the admin settings. Before I dive into the left-hand side, you'll see a couple things in SharePoint 2013 that we've learned from you guys as customers. Is all the sites, you'll see that those buttons, share, follow, and sync. Share, you'll see, I'll do later, but it gives me the ability to either give access to a site or to a specific document. You know, how often we're creating a deliverable and we got to bring in someone through a review cycle. And I'll show you that how easy it is to do that, wherever it's people in my organizations or someone at site. Follow, again, it's this notion that how often, you know, especially at Microsoft, a lot of SharePoint sites, but sometimes you forget where is that document on what site. So follow kind of like flags it. It puts in my personal favorite, so I can always go back, whether it's a site, whether it's a document, whether it's someone, and see who I'm following. And then sync, this is the SkyDrive Pro functionality I just talked about, and I'll give you a little demo later on. But basically, sync takes an entire copy of the document library and puts it on my hard drive. So example, I'm flying here to New Orleans to attend TechEd, and I got to work on a couple documents. I still have some homework to do before I can have fun at TechEd. So I got an offline copy, and I can do that on the plane, whether I got GoGo flight or whatever, or not. So we made a couple investments in SharePoint 2013 to help you get work done. So the first thing is, on the left-hand side, all the SharePoint sites, if you create a SharePoint site, whether it's on-premises or online, we got this notion of notebook. So again, when we looked at customers on how to use SharePoint, yes, we got rich document libraries that can be driven by workflows with tagging, et cetera, et cetera. But what we've noticed is it's not all documents, and maybe there's some unstructured content, kind of ad hoc, whether it's note-taking during a meeting, whether it's risk, whether it's just general whiteboarding sessions on, you know, here's the next ID for the next product launch, or here's where we should have the company annual party in New Orleans, et cetera. So here what you're looking at, sometimes people get confused. This is the web app of OneNote. And you know, here's, for instance, the Rich app. So a quick example is, you know, you can see I've got rich content. And here I'm just going to highlight text. For those of you that are purchased, how many of you purchased the Surface Pro? Okay, a couple of hands. The good thing with this, one thing about I love about my Surface Pro is I can ink with the stylus. So if I had the Pro, I would highlight, you know, something, hey, do check this. So I just did a highlight. So this is OneNote, the rich desktop app. And, you know, voila, quicker than I can talk, the web app gets updated. So here I've just shown you a desktop to web app. But guess what? You know, I could be showing you my phone. I'm not going to do it. But based on different form factor, you know, you get that one repository with that what it notes, whether it's history of sales or whatever brainstorm or note-taking you're doing during the site. So again, giving you options to capture additional content besides document in a doc library, that's one of the first things that any sites in SharePoint 2013 gives you. Notice that the internet connection is a little slow. I guess you're all leveraging it as well. The next thing that I'll show you is, oops, let me slow down, is I'll go to the task tab. So again, when we look at how people use SharePoint, a lot of folks use SharePoint for project management. And I'm not going to go into the debate, you know, should I be using SharePoint Tasks, should I be in Microsoft Project, should I be using Project Online? But guess what? There's a great story that connects all of them in 2013. In this case, we made it a lot easier. You notice, let me slow down because I think I want to show you some of the, oops, come on. Okay, still mastering my touch-enabled laptop. So here, one of the great things in SharePoint 2013, I can do an inline editing, so no pop-up. And then automatically, I'll just do attend, TechEd, attendee party tonight. Before I'm not going to make spelling mistakes. And then, so that's 6-3, 6-3, 6-4. And then maybe I'll assign that to myself. So Garf automatically gives a little IntelliSense. Notice how I've got presence as well. You know, I could have an IM. In this case, I'm not going to have an IM with myself, but I could IM different peers. That shows you, you know, some of the deeper integration with SharePoint Online. So I'm going to stop this. So I've created a task. And yes, you know, all that rendering, what we call the timeline, that's all new in 2013. It's all dynamic, so very quickly I get a high fidelity rendering of the key milestones. But basically the point is very easily I can communicate to my team, in this case the marketing campaign team, what are the key phases and key milestones of this launch campaign. And I'll show you later on how this connect to actually tracking work. The next thing I want to show you that you can do with any SharePoint site in SharePoint 2013 is this notion of mailbox. So this notion of mailbox is, again, when we looked at how people use SharePoint and Exchange, pretty much like I said, you know, it's not just about documents in a document library and notes, let's say in OneNote. Potentially, we still have emails, whether we like it or not. And wouldn't it be nice to have one place where I got all the emails related to that project, whether it's a one-month marketing campaign or this three-year ERP upgrade or this infrastructure upgrade. And that's what Team Mailbox does. Automatically, when you add a Team Mailbox to any SharePoint site, it creates a marketing campaign email. And from there on, all the emails are in this location tied to this site. But wait, it gets better. If David sends me sends an email to this distribution list with an attachment, the attachment automatically exchanges to, OK, attachment. SharePoint, you handle that with whatever document and workflow processes that you've defined or that governs the engagement for this site, and then we'll just keep the email. So again, we don't have to worry about different version of the docs floating around and David sending 6 megabyte attachment to everyone on the team. Right? We've all done that mistakes. So that's Team Mailbox. And you know, one thing I'm definitely not going to have time. Yes, you know, if this was not a marketing campaign, but let's say a case, and if I was working in a legal department, I can do e-discovery. So I can put a lock on all that content in case, you know, we're into litigations And all the emails, all the documents, all that, suddenly, you know, I can do whatever I need to do for that legal case. There's a ton of information on our sites about that. So let's get back to Garf, who needs to launch a product. And again, I'm not going to type. Garf is already typed something for his demo. He's a well-prepared demoer. And what you're looking at here is we've integrated conversation powered by Yammer in this site. And that's what you're looking at here in the center. I apologize. It looks like it's wrapped up a little bit due to the lower resolution. But here you can see there's a little bit of conversation going on. Garf testing Yammer on his Xbox 360 and et cetera, et cetera. So basically what Garf is going to ask, he doesn't know who to talk to. But again, like I said, he's going to be launching a product, that XT1000, in London pretty soon, and he needs help. And that's what he's asking his peers on the Yammer network. So he just sends this broad request on the Yammer network. Now, Garf is going to continue with the set of tasks he needs to do. So the next thing he needs to do, I'm struggling with my mouse. The next thing he needs to do is check the document that he's produced for this London event and then get a review cycle. So this document that he's working on, he's going to go to his SkyDrive Pro, and that's where he's going to look at. He's already worked on the London event PowerPoint. Now, pausing a little bit, I was in a site called Marketing Campaign. What I just did now is SkyDrive, that's my personal storage, in this case online, but I could have SkyDrive Pro on premises. You might say, hey, Christoph, what's the difference? Typically, the difference is this is all the documents I care about, my personal document. If you would hack into my computer, my Microsoft computer, I'll get nothing stored locally on my hard drive. You know, when I got this machine 2 weeks ago, I just reconnected my SkyDrive Pro, and then I get the whatever 6 gigabytes of PowerPoint and documents that I work. And you know, I don't lose sweat if, well, I'm not going to cry too hard if my PC is stolen. I will definitely cry because I love it. But I'm not going to lose any data because all my document is stored in SkyDrive Pro. So that's Garf SkyDrive Pro. And like anything, it's all about options. So here I can look at a document, that particular London event document, in the web app, in this case IE10, but yes, we support Chrome and Safari and more. And I, you know, I can look at this slide deck, you know, maybe I'm at a kiosk and or I just want to get a quick glimpse of this that London event deck that I've been working on. But yes, I can also do that in PowerPoint. Maybe I'm going to be spending additional time. I want to get some fancy animation, so I'm going to open up PowerPoint. But remember, I told you earlier, we spent a lot of time to help you get things done. And like I say, one of the key things that we've heard from people over and over is, okay, I get one document in my own SkyDrive, and Garf wants to do a review cycle with Alex. And so Alex, marketing assistant, in one click, I hit share, automatically detects that I got someone in my Active Directory called Alex, and I can just send it as is. But wait, there is more. I can also share with folks outside of my organization. So Alex Darrow was part of my tenant or my AD. But this email address, @outlook.com, that's definitely not a corporate email. And it could be @yahoo, @gmail, whatever you want. And you know, I'm just going to do it as is. And then, yes, I can control things. I can say, can those folks edit? Maybe that outside email, it's the graphic designer that's going to update whatever, a logo or something I got on this deck. And then, yes, I've got additional information like required sign-in. Please review ASAP. So as soon as I do that, when I hit share, it doesn't generate an email with an attachment. What it does, actually I already get notified, at least you're seeing it's a live demo. What it does, it sends to the Alex within my AD, he gets a link. And say, you know, Christoph has shared this document, and he gets the message that I type. For the person outside of my AD, that Outlook.com email, same thing. He gets an email with that link, And then in this case, because I've got a sign-in, or I could have made it totally anonymous, I've got to authenticate using Live ID or Outlook.com, and then I can edit the document. I could have made it completely anonymous. The danger with that is if Garth then posts on Twitter or Facebook, everyone in the world can see that document. And typically the first question I get from IT, can you turn that off? Absolutely. You can control that in your tenant. If you want no one to share outside of your Active Directory, you can disable that, so Garth doesn't get in trouble by sharing sensitive information. So you're in full control. So here, you've got this document. And again, the idea is London event, I want a review cycle for my peer before I actually publish it to the team site that we already have. Now, you might say, Christoph, I don't see the difference between this and I'm still not getting the SkyDrive Pro. And here, let me try to illustrate what SkyDrive Pro does. So I was showing you the web-based client for PowerPoint. What you're looking at here is my hard drive. So here I got the same document is right here. Again, I didn't edit it, but again, I get the both of both worlds, and I get an offline copy. Now, you're seeing it in green because it's connected to SkyDrive, because I do have an internet connection, but if I was on the plane, I would still get the latest version offline, and I could go on. And then when I would get back into my office, then it will figure out the delta and then start syncing whatever updated during that, when I was off the grid during that trip. So again, you get the best of both worlds with SkyDrive Pro connecting to your backend with your enterprise class content management. So that's SkyDrive Pro. Garth has edited this document. He's asked his colleague to review it. The next thing he needs to do is he needs to find some pricing information for that XT1000. So you'll see that one of the great things we did in SharePoint 2013 is all the search is powered by a company we acquired several years ago that's called Fast Search, and it's all out of the box in SharePoint 2013. So what I did is I just issued that request into that tenant. I could have started here in the SkyDrive Pro, but I could have the search box is everywhere in SharePoint 2013. Now, exactly like you would expect on consumer search site, such as Bing, not to name it, there's different artifacts, different form factors. You know, whether it's I want to isolate a PowerPoint slide because I knew I saw a great presentation from my colleague, but I can't remember what exactly that PowerPoint. Same thing, I can narrow down results by offers. Hey, I know Alex is the man who produced that deck. I don't know when, but you know, I can narrow it down. Or I could also narrow it down by modified date. Hey, I remember I was in New Orleans in June 2013. I don't know what date I was there, but at that point I saw a great presentation, and that's what I'm looking for. So you can start slicing and dicing some of the content. Another thing that I love that makes life a lot easier is I can have that quick overcard. So here it's a PowerPoint document, but the search engine already indexed all the headers. So very quickly, I can say, oh yeah, that's the slide I was looking for. And if I stick to the demo script, I'm looking for pricing information. And here I can look at that document. So very quickly, without even opening the doc, I can scroll to, oh yeah, that's the page I was looking for. And maybe, you know, I need to dash and I'll come back to that. I just hit follow and it'll create a link so that I can easily go back to this particular document. And so very quickly I can find information on get back on my feed, whatever I need to achieve. One last thing that I forgot to show you. Remember I showed you I created a task, and it's not just to communicate to the team what are the key milestones and deliverables that we need to follow for this particular launch campaign. It's also about, you know, how do you track who's doing what when, and are we on track, are we delayed, and things like that. One of the great things we baked in SharePoint 2013 is this notion of my task. I'm thinking as the control tower for all the work I care about, whether it's a task that my favorite project manager assigned me on, whether it's using a SharePoint task list, whether it's using OneNote, whether it's using Microsoft Project Server, all of the above. It doesn't matter the maturity, but wait, you know, there's more. You know, party in New Orleans tonight. So I can also, you know, if my style is to create a lot of to-dos, whether it's to pick up the kids or celebrate Justin's birthday or go running, I can do that. But wait, there is more. We know you're not in front of this UI all day long. You're probably in front of a mobile device, right? And it doesn't matter if it's Android, iOS, Windows Phone, hopefully we love. But because all this information syncs with Exchange, and most devices today support Exchange Active Sync, I got all those tasks here, depending on, you know, again, different form factors, depending on the operating systems, and I could update this task with one swipe, pretty much like I could do that on a patch-enabled device. So again, the productivity, if Garf had assigned different tasks to Alex, da-da-da-da, Alex got no excuse to slack off or give me an update, even though he's on the road at Tekkit. So that's my task. Now, going back to Yammer, I can see here at the top that, you know, my messages, if I should have highlighted this at the beginning, that it started at 12, and I can see hopefully I'll get some replies from my team. And yes, it looks like, you know, I get a reply that potentially Molly can help me in that London event, and Garf also gave me feedback on the deck. So with that, let me pause. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you nailed it.
Okay, let's move on, since we got quite a few things to talk about still. So again, just a quick summary before we move on. We show you a quick glimpse on how SharePoint 2013, in this case 365, helps you get work done and collaborate with others. Like I say, I give you hints or glimpse on how it's not just SharePoint anymore, or Yammer, or Office, like I did with the Office web app, but, you know, we're leveraging Exchange, for instance, to give you work management to your favorite mobile device. You know, we had presence there, we didn't highlight it, so I can potentially, you know, ping Alex instead of doing back and forth on messaging, but say, are you available for a quick chat, et cetera, et cetera. So what are we doing next in terms of roadmap? The first thing we're doing that we announced at SharePoint conference is there's no longer going to be a 2 or 3 years cycles for you to get innovations for our stack. And we're switching. Hey, you're clapping. Good. And basically, we're going to innovate first in 365. And we're going to innovate at a quarterly cadence. And this is the roadmap we've announced back in March on what are we going to do specifically to deliver on that enterprise social story. So basic integration, that's actually what we're demoing earlier. I don't know if you paid attention at that Yammer conversation bubbled up in that marketing campaign. That's using a pre-release version of the Yammer web app, Yammer app that we're going to be shipping by summer. The next thing that we'll talk about is, I don't know if you paid attention to that suite nav. It was a Yammer link.
Do you want to switch back to it real quick? Seven.
One last switch.
Seven, right?
Yeah.
So the link that Christoph is highlighting there, that's the first step of integration into Office 365 that we're doing with Yammer. I was actually the project lead for getting this done, and we did this over a period of about a month and a half to 2 months. We made our final check-in on Friday, and this will be live in Office 365 in about 2 weeks. So, like, we've said that we're starting down this path of faster release cadences, and this is our very first release into it. So we're very excited about it.
And again, this is the man straight from Redmond who led the feature crew. So again, we're on track to deliver what we announced in March. And obviously, we're not going to stop there. And that's what we call basic integration, because we can go a lot deeper. And that's what we're going to have by default. So user experience, remember that I've got that sweet navigation where we had all the links. If you go to Yammer, it was a different navigation. So we're going to bring those two together so that if Christoph wants to, you know, check by the water cooler what all his peers are thinking about at TechEd, or if Christoph wants to be in SkyDrive, he can easily flip between those different services. Like I would go back and forth between, let's say, Outlook, you know, or presence or SharePoint. Single sign-on, again, you know, if I authenticate myself against 365, I should already be authenticated against Yammer because those two services belong to Microsoft. And if we trust Christoph on one, we shouldn't have, pardon me, another reason to round trip. Another thing is Office Web App. I'll show you a screenshot of that. That's next. But, you know, that's the full, so that's what we're going to be working on the next quarter or so. But You know, we're not going to stop there. Like I said, the cadence is going to be much faster. Our goal is to deliver connected experiences. And we get this tagline of new experiences that combine social, collab, email, instant messaging, voice, and video. So a lot of questions I hear is, Christoph, are you going to integrate Yammer with Link? Are you going to integrate with Skype? Are you going to integrate with Outlook? Are you going to integrate with, whether it's OWA, Outlook Web App, or Outlook? And we definitely, a lot of people are asking about that, and we get a backlog of other features, other scenarios that people have asked, and we're definitely not going to stop there. But, you know, the dotted line there, a lot of people ask me, does that mean 3 years? No. As I say, we're going to innovate at a rapid rate, leading with Office 365. So that's for 365. That's a screenshot, actually, of the web app integration. So I see some people are puzzled. Basically, this is a PowerPoint web app in the browser, whatever is your browser of choice, hopefully IE10 on your beautiful Surface Pro you just purchased. And then, like I said, we know that billing a deliverable, it's not just about commenting, and which you can definitely do with the Office suite, but potentially you might have that side discussion. Hey, David, I know you did a great job at TechEd, and someone clapped when you say something. What was that magic sentence that I should use when I deliver the same thing in Madrid in 2 weeks at TechEd Europe? So that's one example. But you know, wait, there's going to be plenty more where, again, we're colliding, where basically David doesn't have to make a choice. He wants to bring a conversation to PowerPoint, he can do so. He shouldn't have to switch context, right? Social shouldn't be an ever inbox. It shouldn't be a destination. It should be weaved into the tool of choice, pretty much like that head of sales at Yammer conversation and his sales automation tool in Dynamics CRM. If David wants to leave in PowerPoint all along but still have conversations with his peers, he should be able to do so.
And I just want to highlight something Christoph said, that you know this is an in-progress screenshot, right? We're working on this right now. It's planned for the summer, and I guess I can't remember the last time I was talking about, you know, a roadmap that wasn't 2 years out, right? And now we're talking about roadmaps that are maybe 3 months out. And that's just a huge change.
And then, so this next slide, okay, so we've talked about 365, which is going to be the fast-moving innovation train, and how about on-premises? And before I show you this slide, one thing I want to stress is, yes, you can use Yammer today with SharePoint 2010. And you can use Yammer with SharePoint 2007. Hopefully you're going to move away from 2007 since its support lifecycle is ending. And we're going to continue that with 2013. And our recommendations is go hybrid. Use Yammer. For all the reasons that we mentioned earlier, yes, it will be what gives you immediate adoption. You know, the time to value, we know that to go from SharePoint 2010 or 2007 to 2013, it's going to be, let's say, a year, plus or minus 6 months. Even with all the great knowledge that you have on all the TechNet articles, it takes time. Whereas Yammer, it's almost immediate. And you know that marketing team, that new recruit called Christoph, he's very impatient. But he can get started today, and he's not going to wait for IT to upgrade that farm. And like I say, that's where we're going to be innovating faster. So we're going to provide guidance for on-premises again, by summer, on how to do the similar thing that we did for 365 on-premise, which is to replace that newsfeed link and then replace it with Yammer and obviously leverage the Yammer app that we showed you when I was doing that conversation on the SharePoint site. And then if for legal reasons, whatever reasons, you cannot go to the cloud and you're on on-premises shop, then that's fine. Our recommendation is SharePoint 2013, which you know we didn't get a chance to do today, but we can do a demo at the booth, has great social capabilities out of the box. Yes, you can do hashtag. Yes, you can at mention. Yes, you can follow people, documents, et cetera, et cetera. So our recommendation is go upgrade to SharePoint 2013, wherever is the starting point, where it was 2010 or 2007. Or 2007.
So I wanted to talk a little about how Microsoft is using Yammer. My team was the... We were a team in SharePoint, and then after the acquisition, our charter changed. And the charter is now to integrate Yammer into Office 365 and build that social fabric across all of the Office 365 workloads. And we weren't able to do that working the way we used to work, right? I lived in Outlook, right? All of my work was basically in Outlook. And we were kind of scratching the surface with the SharePoint 2013 social features that that we had built. But it wasn't until we kind of jumped headfirst into Yammer that we saw the benefit. And what it's led to is this really incredible change within our team. People are just more engaged. At a personal level, morale is high. And that's because people feel empowered, right? We, for whatever reason, they feel like they can have a conversation in Yammer more easily than they would in email. And that's not a Yammer versus email discussion. It's just that Yammer's only purpose is to have that those dialogues, right? You post there because you want someone to respond. And so within our teams, we find more people participating, right? Whereas on email, sometimes you feel like you're being talked at, right? Someone makes an announcement, and it's like a kind of a megaphone to a group of people. With Yammer, you're inviting someone to respond and to have a dialogue about what it is that you're talking about. So there's that. In building the link to Yammer from Office 365, you would be surprised how many teams that feature actually had to work across. It was 5 by my count. And what was incredible was, in our old model of working, we would go and reach out to another partner team at Microsoft when we needed to work with them, when we knew that what we were doing was involving them or involving the code base that they owned or the code base that they worked in. And what we found, though, is that as we talked to them and as we kind of followed them in Yammer and found that they had their Yammer group set up, that we started making these serendipitous discoveries. They were working on the same kind of problems we were, but we didn't know it until we went and we looked, right? And Yammer gives us a place to find that out, right? To figure out that, hey, there are probably 5 or 10 different teams all within Office thinking about the same problems, and it's hooking us up in ways that we've never been hooked up before. And one of the ways that we were actually able to deliver that feature so quickly was because we did it all within Yammer, right? The project team created a Yammer group. Right, that's where we shared all our communication. Whenever we had tasks to do, right, we at mentioned someone in Yammer and got it done that way. And it was open, it was transparent. Everyone knew how we were doing the progress as the project went along. It was more efficient because I didn't have to worry about who I was communicating out to. People could just look in, right? They could go and look at the group because the group was open. And one other thing that it's changed, and this change is happening a little behind the rest, but it is a big change, is that when our executives send an email out to thousands of employees, right, in your companies, when this happens, how many people reply all and have a dialogue with the executive with the whole company, right? Anyone? No. But in Yammer, we actually have groups to do this, right? The vice president of SharePoint set up a Yammer group to have a dialogue with all of the people, like down, thousands of people reporting to him. And it's it creates this level of transparency that we never had before. And it makes, like I said, it makes people feel more empowered. They feel like they can just get more done or that their voice matters. And like I said, all of that translated into this, into more efficient people, working. They feel like if there's process in their way, they can talk about it, and then someone says, well, why are we doing it that way? Let's change it, and change happens faster. And this isn't just Yammer the product. Yammer was built with this philosophy of openness and transparency, and that's the product that they built, and that's the product that we bought. And so we adopted that culture very strongly in my team, and it's starting to spread to other teams within Office, and you can see it making its way around the company. And that's what this quote on this slide is talking to. The Yammer culture is very strong and powerful, and it can do some very strong and powerful things in your organizations. So in the slide, these are actually articles that you can go check out and learn more about how we're using Yammer within Microsoft.
Thanks, David. And I can say again, being in marketing, that not only it helped me get an insight instead of bugging David with yet another email, how's the project doing? I had information in front of me, so I didn't have to bug him. Plus, again, it gives me that side vision of peripheral vision that I wouldn't have had if I was just part of a DL. And then the second link here on the slide talks broader, you know, how we're using, you know, the 90,000 plus company organization that we are with some statistics. And again, it's a journey, so we're learning and we're definitely adapting. But it's also being used in sales and marketing. It's used in operations. It's used by finance, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, you know, we've talked about how we're using it. You probably want to say, okay, how about a real customer? So let's play this video. And we picked this one because traditionally people think that... Go ahead.
We've heard for years that our associates have a lot of pain points, and I can't find a document. I don't know who said this. I don't know where they sit. I don't know how to get there. And because of that pent-up demand for a way to get things to make your job easier, we started down the path with the tools.
So before we brought in Yammer and other social technologies, we were really a company that was pretty traditional in terms of its platforms. We had email on Lotus Notes, which we still do today, and we were experimenting with a few other technologies that were pretty rudimentary social tools that, quite frankly, from a usability standpoint, really weren't compelling, and so we had limited adoption.
Nationwide experienced a ton of pain points early on with our existing collaboration suite. I mean, search was difficult. It was hard to find things that you were looking for. It was hard to get work done. Couldn't locate subject matter experts. The only true collaboration tool that was actually working at Nationwide was really Yammer.
I think that Nationwide is a very conservative company, but with Yammer and the company, we're able to break some of those barriers.
When we talk about how these changes have come along at Nationwide and how our senior leaders have started to look to different ways to communicate, I think a lot of it has come from external influences. So we talk about the consumerization of IT. So whether it's a tablet-based device or a smartphone or other methods you use outside, that with mobility has really driven this, hey, we need to do that on the inside.
And I think what you've seen with the advent of this technology is an opportunity to really use social and to use collaboration as a way to engage the organization and not only in a short period of time making better decisions, but also to use it as a change management tool.
Yammer makes me smile. As an IT employee, what I do every single day, you know, really does affect that ultimate end goal of providing a better on-your-side experience to our customers. And employees have never had a way to really see this, to see this whole picture, until Yammer helped fill in all the blanks.
So the concept behind social networking, I think, as the nervous system of a company is once you have information, you now can act on that information much, much more rapidly and across a much, much broader front. And that's what I think is the real value proposition of social networking in the enterprise.
Great. So hopefully that connects a lot of the dots around business value. You know, just a couple of memorable quotes. I love the idea of Yammer. Makes me smile. In case you're wondering, they're using SharePoint 2010 on premises. And, you know, they made their intranet social. So they're considering SharePoint 2013. So that's one of many. Again, we pick insurance because typically people think it's, you know, conservative. But guess what? There's even customers in the insurance business using Yammer, and not just in the US. So wrapping up, we only have a couple minutes left. A couple things. First of all, I do want to do a huge plugging for a session that's going to be held tomorrow morning, B207, Enterprise Social Network Scale Straight. And the reason why I want to do plugging is tomorrow they're going to talk from their own experience, both as customers and now as folks that are helping customers go on this change management enterprise social journey. So we're going to be talking about adoptions and some of the best practices on how to deal with the naysayers and how to deal with the email fanatics and et cetera, et cetera. So that's a great one to, you know, help you, you know, crawl, walk, run. We got some hands-on lab. And like I mentioned in the introduction, we got a full booth at the office expo hall. So once you've picked up your Surface and you want to get ask questions more specifically about enterprise social, Yammer, SharePoint, definitely come by the booth. We'll be there all week. And obviously, we'll be there tonight at the welcome reception, and I will be there also tomorrow for Ask the Experts. So come on by and ask any questions. All the questions are great, especially on this topic. Here it's pretty much a laundry list of all the links that were referred to. And like I said, the world of enterprise social is moving fast. And so I highly encourage you to, you know, subscribe to some of those blogs, be more modern, and use some of the Twitter handle, whether it's the official Yammer handle or different ones. I put a couple of recent press articles, specific CIO-based articles, since you guys are in IT. So there's a couple good ones. I think the second one is one of my favorite ones, literally the CIO from a law firm in the UK saying, ignoring the new trend should be a crime. And he talks about how social is instant on and yada, yada, yada. So definitely a lot of things worth reading. And like I say, there's also plenty of research, whether it's research that we sponsored or third-party research like McKinsey. And like I say, there's plenty more. So don't just bookmark all these, because there's going to be a lot more coming. So taking this home and wrapping it up, hopefully during this 70-plus minutes, we've give you a glimpse of, yes, enterprise social can make you more agile. Yes, it can bring value, whether it's to your ticketing systems, whether it's the folks in finance, whether it's the CEO who wants to communicate or broadcast or engage with its troops. And so our recommendation for those of you specifically that haven't signed up for Yammer, kick the tire. Like I say, the time to value, it's instant. Yammer Basic is free, and try it out. And it's got the basic version. I forgot to mention that earlier. It's got all the end-to-end user capabilities. Again, the paid version is more for IT, for these things, SSO and stuff like that. So try Yammer today. And there's probably, typically what I tell also folks is there's probably pockets in your organizations that are already using Yammer. Sometimes you don't even know about it. The next thing is, like I say, you know, we're shifting to device and services organization, you know, Steve Ballmer, our CEO, wrote that memo back in October. We're going to lead with the cloud. Like I said earlier, we're going to innovate first on enterprise social in 365. So for those of you that are on SharePoint 2010 or 2007, now is the right time to look at, you know, is this now the right time to jump from on-premises to the cloud? Because as I said, it's not just going to innovate faster, and it's not just about SharePoint, but we're innovating on the entire stack, SharePoint, Exchange, you know, Office Click to Run, Link, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of things, a lot of goodness in Office 365. And last but not least, you know, if you definitely, there's definitely a strong story in SharePoint 2013. So I encourage all of you, I think there are upgrade sessions later on this week, to upgrade to the new version of SharePoint. Whether you want to go SharePoint on-prem for content management and social in the cloud, you know, hybrid deployment, you can definitely do so. And that's what we talked about earlier. So with that, David and I will hang around. We'll be at the booth later. But thank you very much for your time, and have a great week at TechEd this week. Thank you. And fill in your eval, please.